Hello, this is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners.
Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond.
Delta 2 Yankee, Delta 2 Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Are you up for it? Hello and welcome. This is Radio X Frankfurt am Main with Radiator X, our special international format. Produced in cooperation with Radia.fm Art Radio Network. Today proudly presenting From China, a piece contributed by Butterland, Regina Dürig and Christian Möller. From China is a special radio edition of Butterland's Childhood Stories No. 1, a radio play based on an ongoing collection of childhood stories retold and mixed with field recordings from their countries of origin. A poetic documentary, documentary poetry. Further information on this show as well as the credits can be found online at www.gunst.info/radiator and at www.radia.fm. And now, enjoy!
Once there were two mice.
Once there were two mice. They were falling into a bucket of cream. One gave up and drowned. The other one kept on struggling and fighting.
Thank you.
Once there were two mice.
Once there were two mice. They were falling into a bucket of cream. One gave up and drowned. The other one kept on struggling and fighting.
I'm Lily, born in 1984 in Shanghai.
I'm Lee, born in 1986 in Beijing.
I am Sue,
born in 1983 in Hubei.
In 92 in Nanning.
In 87 in Taiwan.
In Shanghai.
In Shandong.
In Jinan.
In Nantong.
Once there were two mice, they were falling into a bucket of cream. One gave up and drowned. The other one kept on struggling and fighting. That's how the mouse turned the cream into butter and finally got out of the bucket.
That was my favorite story when I was a child.
I guess I like the story of the cat in the bakery the most. Miss Jones' cat drank milk with yeast in the bakery and got bigger and bigger. Soon it was so big that it blocked the street and even the river. One day, a flood came and tore a hole in the dam.
Come on, yeast cat, close the hole, save the dam,
shouted Miss Jones. The cat obeyed Miss Jones' order and sat on the hole. Thanks to the cat, the village was safe again. When I was little, people asked quite often what I wanted to become. I think I answered what they wanted to hear, scientist or teacher. But I think I didn't really want to become either of it. I guess I didn't care about that at all. I probably just wanted to be a pretty girl at that time. I cared little about future. Maybe that's why I'm worried a lot about my future nowadays.
I wanted to be a television presenter.
I thought police officer was a really cool job, because of the uniform. Policemen looked really powerful to me. I guess the fact that power was desirable was part of the culture in the 90s in China.
I wanted to be a professor.
I wanted to become an actress or a peddler. Back then I thought, if I was a peddler who sells apples, I could eat apples whenever I wanted to.
What I wanted to be when I was a kid? An adult.
Ice cream seller. I wanted to travel all around the world and sell ice cream. It sounds still so charming that I wish I hadn't given it up.
I wanted to be someone with as much freedom as possible.
Aged 5, I wanted to become a comedian. I wanted to make people laugh. Aged 10, I dreamt of being a freely talking diplomat.
What did your parents want you to become?
My mom hoped I'd become a soldier because she thought I'd look beautiful being in uniform. My dad thought I should become a doctor or a lawyer. He wanted me to have a decent life.
My parents wanted me to be a university student.
A scientist.
A useful, valuable person.
A happy woman.
An honest man.
A healthy girl.
A doctor.
My parents are traditional Chinese people. They strongly believe that a stable job is suitable for girls. Without doubt, jobs like teachers and lawyers may be the best choices. So they wanted me to be a teacher or something like this.
They wanted me to be rich.
My parents didn't tell me. But one thing was sure, I had to have good scores in the exams.
My parents also never talked about what I should become.
Since I used to act like a boy, my parents hoped that one day I'd be a lady.
My parents wanted me to be myself.
And what did you want to become?
Cleansman.
Do you know the story with the two tadpoles? A boy left two tadpoles in a small hole with little water and promised he'd come back.
But he forgot. So the two tadpoles died hoping the boy would come back and save them.
When I was 7 years old, I began to play kuqin, a traditional Chinese instrument, which is a mixture between lute and zither. My mom hoped that someday I'd become a famous musician to complete her childhood dream. But by and by, her hope turned into a weird compulsive responsibility. Thus, I lost my interest and motivation to play. For example, she designed a schedule how long I had to practice every day, and once a week I had a private lesson at the Shanghai University. From the beginning, I had to play with naked fingers instead of wearing the specific fake nails. Since I was so young, the skin on my fingers tore open and the strings were full of blood and tears dropped down.
I think I mainly cried because of my teachers and when I was home alone.
Once I was punished by my dad because I had cheated in an exam. This was the only time my dad hit me. He was incredibly disappointed. So I swore to myself that one day my dad would be proud of me.
And?
Well, I think he is.
I really hated to be locked in. My parents were both working, so during the summer and winter vacation, they had to lock me in at home. I felt awfully lonely, but I knew my parents had to do this because they wanted me to be safe.
When I didn't get what I wanted, I also cried. Once, for example, I saw a mechanical toy and asked my mom to buy it for me. She refused because she thought it was too expensive and moreover useless for a child. So I cried and screamed for more than 3 hours in the shop while my mom left me alone. Naturally, I got it in the end because when my mom returned, the seller strongly begged her to buy it at a huge discount.
My favorite toy was Bumblebee, a Transformers doll. My dad gave it to me. It cost a sixth of his monthly wage.
I had a toy car with a four-wheel drive. One could modify it. The best thing about it was that I didn't need anybody to play with it. My parents gave me the basic version, and I saved money for the modification parts.
I loved my video game console. I had won it in a drawing competition.
My favorite activities were running, reading, and talking to myself.
I was having conversations with myself. I cheered myself up. I put ideas in my mind.
I was whispering secrets to myself. I made myself laugh, and I was quarreling with myself.
In China, too many kids are single children.
It was lonely without brothers and sisters. As far as I know, many kids enjoy talking to themselves.
I was a travel kid. Being on vacation pleased me the most, no matter where we were going. I was just happy to go somewhere. Fortunately, my mom liked to travel a lot, too. So I had a great time in my childhood traveling with my mom.
My favorite place was a small garden near my house. The garden was tiny, but full of flowers. Sometimes there even were a couple of puppies. When I was in the garden, I imagined it as my personal castle. Of course, I was the princess. I had a toy dog. I always took him to my secret castle. Though he was small, he was handsome and smooth. I considered him to be my knight. Whenever he was with me, I felt safe and well protected.
The toilet.
What's up with that?
It was my favorite place. That's where I felt safe. I never had my own room. The toilet gave me privacy.
My favorite places were buses and streets. It was perfect to watch people. No one would disturb me, and I felt quite comfortable.
The zoo.
Yes, the zoo.
The playground.
The park.
In my mom's arms.
My favorite place was the corner of my room. Until today, I kind of recreate that corner. My furniture is always placed exactly like back then in my first room.
I enjoyed it the most to stay at my maternal grandmother's home. When I was there, I felt no burden and no eyes on me. I could play with my cousins and feel carefree.
My favorite place was also with my grandma's. I was sent there every summer holiday. It was in the country. There was much farmland and there were many children.
My grandparents taught me how to play Chinese checkers.
They showed me how to make dumplings, how to knit, and how to play mahjong.
how to play badminton.
They told me many folk stories.
I learned humor from them and how to express my anger.
How to drive devils away.
How to love your country and be a good person.
How to live in happiness and gratefulness.
The great love between wife and husband, parents and children, me and them.
They taught me that one must try to be distinguished and outstanding, to excel one's peers.
I never met my grandparents.
They tried to make me join the party, and they succeeded.
How would you describe the difference between your own childhood and your parents' childhood?
I guess I had more toys and more homework.
When they were kids, my parents had less choices and opportunities, and it wasn't easy to survive. We had many opportunities and a secure life. They were simple. We were perplexed.
In my childhood, boys played with electronic products.
Like Game Boys.
And girls played with Barbies. They played by themselves. When my parents were young, children played together.
My parents had to fight to survive against nature and society.
The biggest difference is the environment. My parents told me that they had a tough childhood. For example, clothing was handed down from sisters to brothers until it was torn. But they were always accompanied by their siblings. They were poor and happy, and we were spoiled and lonely. Do you remember your favorite story?
The Legend of the White Snake. A man and a woman fall in love with each other. They get married and live happily together. The man doesn't know that his wife is a white snake who had morphed into a human body. After she gave birth to their child, the woman can't control herself anymore and is transferred back into the original shape. That scares her husband literally to death. She retrieves a drug which brings him back to life, and he forgives her. But right then, she's banned by a sorcerer because humans and spirits are not allowed to fall in love with each other.
My favorite story was Lion King. Actually, Simba was the first hero in my life. He defeats his evil uncle Scar and saves thereby the kingdom. Then Simba marries his best friend Nala and becomes king himself.
For me, it was The Journey to the West, an ancient Chinese story. It tells the amazing adventures of the monk Su Tsang, who tries to bring back Buddhist scriptures from the Lian Temple. He is accompanied by Sun Wukong, the sly and irreverent monkey, by Chupa Chi, a greedy pig, and by the river ogre called Friar Sand.
I really liked having stories read to me before I had to go to sleep, but I can't remember a single one. After I could read by myself, Sleeping Beauty was my favorite book. What a girly thing.
The main story, The Journey to the West, takes the priests through all kinds of entertaining trials and tribulations, mainly at the hands of monsters and spirits who want to eat them. Only the courage and powers of his disciples, especially Monkey, save him from death.
Alice in Wonderland.
Disney's Lion King. A lion has to overcome his fear and cowardliness to become king.
All about Sherlock Holmes.
E.T.
The Little Mermaid. A young princess who has a fish tail instead of human legs. She lives in a deep sea. That's all. I didn't like the part with the love story.
Lucky Hans.
Cinderella.
Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
My favorite story was about a pair of red shoes. A princess who wanted to become a dancer. One day somebody gave her a pair of red shoes in which she danced extremely well.
Everybody who saw her thought that she was dancing perfectly.
But she couldn't stop. The shoes were dancing from alone and nobody could help the princess with them. So beautiful red shoes, but no one could stop them. I like that story because I can't tell if it is a tragedy or a beautiful thing. It's really hard to say.
Once there were two mice.
Once there were two mice, they were fallen into a bucket of cream. One gave up and drowned, but the other one kept on struggling and fighting.
That's how the mouse turned the cream into butter and finally got out of the bucket. That was my favorite story when I was a child.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.